everyone. I wanted to give you a demo of a really cool app that has really helped me a lot in keeping track of my deliveries. All those Amazon boxes and other things that I order from other places, including audio gear. Yes. So Parcel is an app that I was introduced to by Micah Sargent, who is one of the main hosts on the Twit Network with Leo Laporte. And I was really excited to hear about this app because you can track deliveries from multiple carriers and multiple companies. And so I wanted to show you how easy it is to track your deliveries. So, strangely enough, I have an H1 Zoom recorder coming probably later this week, and I just got notification that it is shipping. So I wanted to show you how this works with the Parcel app. So as I've opened Parcel here, I have
deliveries, head settings button,
a settings button in the top left-hand corner. So when we go in there,
settings, heading, done button, code 228 at Gmail, update account details.
Okay, so obviously you can update your account details.
Sign out. Premium options.
Premium options. I wonder what those are.
Push notifications.
Okay, so I can have those notifications pushed out to me so I don't ever have to wonder what's happening with my delivery status.
Push notifications. Switch button. On.
Okay, and I want those on.
Notification settings. Button.
And there are settings about those.
Premium subscription. Button.
And there's the premium subscription.
Web access button. Extra options. Clipboard detection.
Oh, this is great. Clipboard detection. So if you do indeed copy something to your clipboard.
Clipboard detection. Switch button. On.
I have it on. That way, VoiceOver will ask me if I want to paste what I have on my clipboard.
Carrier color coding.
Okay, we don't need to worry about that one because I can't see the color coding.
Carrier color coding. Switch button. Off.
Okay, it's off.
App icon. Button. Amazon integration button.
Okay, this is really cool. When you click on the Amazon integration button, you can link your Amazon account so that you can find out when all those Amazon packages are coming.
Day counter, calendar and sorting button.
Okay, I don't really quite know what that is. It doesn't really concern me about the calendar.
Support, heading.
And there's the support.
FAQ. Joint test flight beta.
Okay, we don't
Mastodon
need to worry about that, but we could post it to Mastodon and such. So what we're going to do is go back up to that top left-hand corner.
Note settings, heading.
And
settings.
Let's figure out the done button, top right-hand.
Settings okay. Button.
Now we're going to go to information about deliveries.
Deliveries filter, current mode, all deliveries button.
You can filter your deliveries to be just the active ones or all the deliveries. And it seems like it will go for a specific length of time, you know, back in time.
Add new delivery button.
That's what I'm interested in. I'm going to double tap on that. Okay, so now.
Alert. Do you want to allow this?
Okay.
Parcel would like to paste from VoiceOver Touch.
That is really cool. I want
allow paste button.
Allow the paste. So before I started this recording, I copied the shipping, the link that Sweetwater sent me. To track my order, I copied it to the clipboard by doing a three-finger quadruple tap. So since there is something on my clipboard, I'm going to double tap here and allow the paste.
Parcel, text field, is editing, optional, word mode, insertion point at start.
So here is a field where I can name this delivery so that I know what I'm expecting and it has a name connected with it.
Insert H1 Zoom recorder.
Okay, so then I'm going to swipe right.
Clear text button.
Don't want to do that.
Done button.
The done button.
Deliveries, heading. H1 Zoom recorder, no data available.
Okay, so H1 Zoom recorder, no data available. That's because they just recently created the shipping label and just very recently this evening sent me the message. But just to show you what happens, I'm going to double tap on that.
UPS.
So I know it's being shipped via UPS in case I forgot. And I'm going to swipe right.
1 Camp C447. Delivery not found. Delivery information is not yet available from the carrier. Alternatively, the delivery details provided are incorrect.
Okay, so it's not that they're incorrect. It's just that it's so soon. And I'm so excited to know when this thing is coming. that I really want to know when it is going to be arriving. So after I get some more shipping information, I'll be sure and add this. I have the app open now, and I have
H1 Zoom recorder departed from facility. Delivery by Tuesday.
Excellent. So if I want to know more information about this package's tracking history, I'm going to double tap
UPS.
And I find it's obviously going to be shipping by UPS, and I swipe right.
1 Camp C447203. Today, 7:28 p.m., Fort Wayne, Indiana, United States, departed from facility.
Okay, so I swiped past the long tracking number, and I discovered that it departed from Fort Wayne, Indiana, this evening. If I swipe right again, I'm going to hear the time that they received the package.
Today, 3 minutes and 34 seconds p.m., Fort Wayne, Indiana, United States, we have your package.
So for some strange reason, this particular voice, it's the Ava voice, with voiceover, feels the need to tell me that this package was received at 3 minutes and 34 seconds. It doesn't do this across all the times, obviously, because it said 7:28 p.m. correctly. I have yet to understand that. However, I do know that they received the package this afternoon. So that is the very short tracking history of my little Zoom recorder. And it says I will receive it by Tuesday. I'm hoping it is sooner, obviously, because I really want to get my hands on this thing. And so I am very thankful for the parcel app to let me know the tracking history. And I can check it early and often and find out where my package is. It will also send me notifications. So I hope this has been helpful. This is a great app to keep track of all your packages and also includes your Amazon boxes as well. There seems to be no exact equivalent made by this developer on Android, but I did see various Android apps that do similar things. And so I will have to go investigating those, and I can present that in a later show. So enjoy the Parcel app. It's well worth the $5 a year. Thanks so much for listening.
We received a question asking, every time you send an email from your iPhone, at the end of the email, it says, sent from my iPhone. Is there a way to get rid of that? The answer is, yes, there is. What you would do is, you would open up settings, you would scroll down to mail, you would go into mail, scroll down to signature, enter signature, and there's a box there. You would enter that box, and in that box, it will say, sent from my iPhone. You can change this, edit it. You can take that away and have nothing there. If you don't want it to have any signature or say anything at all, you would delete what's in that box and leave it empty. If you do want to have a signature in there, you can type out anything you want. You could put your name, you can put info, website, whatever you like. And then you save it, and it's just that easy. So there you go, adding or removing a signature from mail on an iPhone.
The Zoom H Essentials voice recording line of products is taking the blind community by storm. We'll talk about why that is here in a moment, but Chris is awaiting her Zoom H1E. Actually, here's a secret. She received it and is loving it. More content to come about the Zoom line of products on Thursday. Make sure you're subscribed to Unmute Presents. The Zoom H1E is a rectangular device that fits in the palm of my hand. Slightly taller than the width of my hand, but it is nice to hold and has two stereo microphones at the top, one pointing to the left, one pointing to the right. My wife asked me, can you adjust those? Unfortunately not, but that gives you a good recording quality. On the left-hand side is a headphone jack, a volume knob, and the power slider that you use to turn the device on. On the front face of the device is 9 buttons. Each of these buttons are easy to feel, and they are pretty well defined. What I really like about them is they're a little clicky, but the record button is not clicky. On the right edge of the device is a 1/8-inch line-in connector, followed by a USB-C port, a menu button, and the micro SD card slot. Now, the H1E will support up to 1 terabyte of micro SD cards, and the H1E runs on 2 AAA batteries. One fun fact about the H1E is that it can be powered via that USB-C port on the right edge if you have a power bank and you run out of AAA batteries. Now, why is this device taking the blind world by storm? Well, when you turn it on, the first thing you hear is the voice come on and speak to you. You don't have to opt into accessibility, but you're able to access the H1E, H4E, and H6E independently from the voice prompts that are provided by Zoom on the devices. Now, I've gone ahead and recorded this segment to the H1E's internal storage using the built-in microphones. My arm is about an arm's length away from my face, and the microphones are pointing at my mouth. This is stereo, which means when I come off access to the left side, or if I go over here to the right side, you're able to hear the difference in me moving my head. Another cool thing that I forgot to mention about the Zoom H1E is it has what's called 32-bit float. What's that mean? That means I could yell into this device and you don't have to worry. Well, I don't have to worry about the device peaking, which means my audio stays pristine. If this is something you might be interested in, you can check out your favorite audio store, or AT Guys now offers them as well. The Zoom H1E, H4E, and H6E, all three have different features and capabilities that you'll want to check out or listen to Thursday's episode. That is the Zoom H1E Digital Voice Recorder.